Welcome to the ICIS Europe Chemical Update podcast, where we discuss the latest market news. I'm Melissa Hurley, and with me today is Catherine Sale, editor of the Methyl Methacrylate Report. She's going to tell us about what the main topics of conversation will be at this year's EPCA meeting in Budapest at the start of October. So, Catherine, what is the short-term focus of this year's meeting?
Short-term, the main focus continues to be the current tightness in supply in the European MMA market. Dynamics in the market started to change in April this year, with tightness in Asia having a knock-on effect globally. Prices started to increase, which is particularly significant after the €220 per tonne drop in the Q4 contract price at the end of 2015. Supply at the moment is quite tight, with some buyers saying they have to plan volumes carefully for the month. We've also recently seen a further increase in spot pricing, showing the continued tightness in the market.
Are imports relieving any of this tightness at all?
No, they aren't, to be honest. Imports have been at a lower level all year. The steep drop in the Q4 price that I mentioned made Europe not as attractive for producers outside of the region. Tight supply in Asia has resulted in a drop in imports from that region, and we've also seen lower imports from Brazil. Europe is a net importer of MMA, so it requires imports to meet the demand in the region. MMA major Dow Chemical have also had an ongoing issue at their Texas facility in the US. This is linked to a force majeure being declared upstream, resulting in the producer running its facility at a lower rate. The combination of all this means that imports in Europe are at a particularly low level, at a time when there's also maintenance going on for European producers.
So how long is this situation expected to continue?
Well, at the moment, demand remains solid. It's been quite a decent coating season this year, although demand from this sector will drop as the year progresses. Production in Europe is scheduled to be running normally by the end of October, after a turnaround for Arkema earlier in August and an unconfirmed turnaround for Evonik, which is expected to start at the beginning of October. However, the majority of market players expect supply to remain tight until at least mid-October, with some possibly saying this could continue until Christmas time, at which point demand seasonally softens. That said, there's 340,000 tonnes of new MMA capacity to come on stream next year in the Middle East. So at the moment, the industry has one eye on the current situation, but the other firmly on what will happen next year and how it will impact global trade flows.
Great, well thanks for explaining that, Catherine. Please join us again for the next instalment of the ICIS Europe Chemical Update, or catch up with all the latest news at the ICIS dashboard. For ICIS here in London, I'm Melissa Hurley.